physicists are saying that the universe is still expanding. Okay? So God's still making the universe. Right? The universe is still growing. Right? But he sent his son to die for me. That is a humble God. And how he chooses to use Louise, and he chooses to use Paul and Chris and us to do his work of healing. And God desires to heal our hearts. And we cry out and we want God, God, I want the healing now. Oh, because it sucks to be in pain. And it's hard to see our friends and family and people that we love in pain. And God, in his wisdom and his humbleness, he heals gently. Gently, like waves. You know, that's how he oftentimes, sure, many times some miraculous healings. Praise the Lord. But oftentimes it's like what happened here on Sunday with a friend of ours who she knows when she comes here that she will be received. And she knows that she can interrupt the service and she knows that she can just be loved here. And what a blessing that is for us to be a part of that. And God's doing an awesome work in her life, and he's healing her through us. And he's using one person to teach a whole church about how he loves. Isn't that amazing? I just want to, just really think about that. And Paul said a really profound thing, in Romans 12:15. He said, "Mourn with those who mourn, and rejoice with those who rejoice." And I'm so glad I don't have to fix it. I can't fix him. Oh, I can barely fix myself. But through this life, when we mourn with people who mourn, we carry their burdens. When we rejoice with people who rejoice, we're celebrating with them. And there's that community. There's that sense of, yeah, the world is tough, and I hate the evilness of the world. I rage against it in my prayers. But we're a community, and we're not alone, right? We're not alone. And that's one of the lies is, how many people right now that we know are holed up in their apartment, and it's just them and the TV, right? Or are just beginning to wake up, and they're going, ugh. But the truth is, we are not alone. And when we work together, when we journey with the Lord together, when we minister together, when we do that, when we walk with him, other people's messes become our messes, and that's okay. And when I was, I took a little bit of social work, and they're very particular about, okay, you have to have, there's these rules set up. You can't get too involved with people, right? And the ways of man seem right to him, but what God wants us is to get involved with people. And when someone cries, I'm going to cry because that's my brother. That's my sister out there. And when they're happy, when they come to the Lord, oh, you bet, I'm dancing. I'm there, right? However many days sober. How many times have we had people sign up to church? I'm 3 days sober. Woo! I'm a week. I'm a month. I'm a year. I'm whatever. We're all going, woo! Right? And that's what community is. That's how we heal people. Oh man, I've been reading about the disciples and discipleship. And so Jesus in his wisdom comes down to the as a baby, right? So before, in his view, just moments before he was creating the world, right? And now he's here as a baby, And he humbles himself to the authority of his parents. And I'm pretty sure Mary, I could get in trouble for saying this, but she was a new mother, and sometimes new mothers make a little bit of mistakes. Do I let the baby fuss, or do I cut? What the? How do I do that? I don't know. There's this uncertainty, right? Oh man. Right. So he humbles himself under the authority of his parents, under the authority of the Pharisees and those people, and he joins with us, And then he goes out and chooses 12 guys. Not 12 psychologists or 12 lawyers or 12, legal guys or whatever, He chose his 12 ordinary guys. Some were like Some were zealots. Some were just fishermen. Some were thieves. Right? And this is how he chooses to work. And then he journeys with them for three, some of them for 3.5 years. And then he leaves. Okay. Now all of a sudden the Holy Spirit, and you will succeed. Wow. So my testimony today is that, first of all, how gentle and humble God is. And I'm fortunate to be living with a guy right now who's pointing that out to me. And how he lives and how he walks. And he comes to me and points things out to me. Little tips. How can we be more gentle? How can we be more like Christ in that way? How can we be more and realizing I can be gentle? I can be gentle because God will heal people through me. God will deal with people. So I don't have to go to my own ways of fixing or my own ways of reasoning with people. I can just be gentle. I don't have to be harsh. And that's a huge lesson for me. You know, I have, 5 years of the bar is still stuck in me. 5 years of dealing with the world on the world's terms. It's ingrained in me. And God's just, he's just shaving that off me. He's just, okay. And he's molding me. Right? And he's shaping me. He's going, Scotty, this is how I want you to love people. Love like this. Wow. So, and that's for all of us. So I just want to thank the Lord and just take some time. And right now there's a whole lot of people. So maybe let's just pray. There's a whole lot of people that are not here for a whole lot of reasons. Some are busy with family, and that's fair. Family is important. Some are just depressed. Some are just drunk. Some are scared. Some are worried. Some are far away from us. And that hurts. So let's just take a moment and pray. And just pray in your hearts, because I think you're going to tear up. But God, just lift up to you all those guys, all of your sheep, Lord, all your lost sheep out there. Lord, the ones that you left us, Lord. You left the 99 and you went looking for the one. So God, I lift up all those 1%ers out there, God. All those people out there that you left and you want. And I know, I stand in faith, God. I know that you are working in their hearts and in their lives. And you are working gently, God. And you are using us, God. And I pray that today some will have miracles and they'll have revelation about you. And I pray that today tears will be wiped away from eyes, Lord. That hurts will be removed, God. I pray that your light will shine in their hearts and they will know the hurts. Lord, they will see that darkness in their lives and they will come to you, God. I declare that in your name, God, your humble, holy name, the name, the reputation, Lord, of Jesus. Lord, the reputation of Jesus. I give you all the praise and glory for what you're doing here through us, Lord, through this church in this city. Lord, these are your streets. These are your people. We just declare that in front of the world. Amen. Luis, where's that?
Can we see this guy growing in the Lord? Wow. Come on up, Luis. We're going to both pray for you. Luis is bringing the word today. Your children's Bible. It's okay. It's little children. You need to have the faith of a child. Let's put our arms around each other. God, I'm so thankful for what I see in Scotty. I just see the maturity, the growth, and his ability to speak so clearly, and the way that you are taking this big roaring bear and turning him into something that's quiet and gentle and someone who you can use, God. I pray that you'll do that in all of our lives, that we'll die to ourselves so that it isn't about our ego and our arrogance and our pride, but that we would have the gentleness and the love and the mercy of the God who saved us. So thank you for this encouraging word that Scotty brought us. And I pray that you'll continue to bless him and enhance his ministry, God. And for our brother Luis now, God, open his heart, open his mouth, open your word so that what we hear comes from you and that we'll be encouraged, God. We need to hear your word. It's you who speak. And I pray, Lord, that you'll just lift us up today as we worship you. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hello. It's working. Good morning, everyone. Sometimes we have planned to preach something, and sometimes we are thinking the best idea to preach is talk about love, maybe about forgiveness or something similar, but it's not what I want to pray, to preach. Is I pray to God and say, use your Holy Spirit today and talk to everyone directly to our heart. I want to give my testimony because in August 22, I quit from my job. I believe in Jesus. Sometimes we are worried about, I have to pay bills, I have to pay my mortgage, I have to pay many stuff. But when we believe in Jesus, sometimes we say, I believe, but you have to practice what you say. And when we are there, sometimes we run away and we don't let the Holy Spirit work in our life. Because our worries is a barrier between God and us. From this day to now, before when I was working, I wanna say something. I remember I told my wife I was worried. I was mad when I was working. Oh, I was sick some days, and I say I cannot miss any day because if this happened, I cannot be afford to pay the bills. Today, until now, I wanna testify and glorify God that everything is double in my house. He gave me double, even the Christmas gift for my children. Everything is double over there. That is just a little detail, because the most important, I testify what we can see. But the most important for God and for us is what we cannot see. The spiritual life. I encourage you today to see this way, because our life is not very important here on the earth. It's most important what is gonna be happening in the eternal life. We are here for a short time. James, the book of James, say that we are like a morning fog. We're gonna be here for a little while, then it is gone. Today, I want to tell you that Jesus Christ born one day as a human being, as a man, as a son of a man. But the most important for my life, what he did on the cross for me, what he did on the cross for us, what happened over there. I remember a few days ago on the new CBC News, a man from Argentina. He went back to Argentina because in 1976, I don't know, maybe some of you saw this news. In 1976, under dictatorship, he was arrested. He was tortured. This man was very grateful with a lady that he said that she saved his life. And she died for him, and he wants to express to everyone what this lady did for him. When he went to express, he couldn't find anybody. After 35 years, right now he's on the news and everywhere in the world, and he's very happy because he can say to everyone what this lady did for him. He went back to Argentina to testify at the court, and when he finished, you know what happened? He met his mother friend who saved his life, and he was very emotional. He cried very deep. He hugged her and say, "Your daughter will always be in my heart." Today, I remember Jesus Christ. He saved our life. And sometimes we didn't or we haven't opened our mouth yet to testify what he did for us. You don't know that when he was on the cross, over there say on the song when we were singing, say, we will know how much it cost to see our sin upon the cross. We don't know, because when we were or when we are thinking in Jesus, we don't know what he did for us. Jesus Christ died for us. And I call this, the dictionary call this passion for us. Passion means love. Christ suffering on the cross. How we can return this back to God? And I was looking about people that died for Jesus Christ, and they call Christian martyrs. They suffering. And what side we are? We have passion for Jesus, or just we believe in Jesus that he died on the cross, and we don't want to move, and we don't want to open our mouth. We don't want to walk like he walked for us. We don't want to follow his steps. We don't want passion. We don't want to look for him and go on the knees, like say Hebrew 12. Go on your knees. We are here like a morning fog. And today, God put me this word in my heart, because it's time to change. Anyone can be changed by Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter how was your life. This is a morning fog, your life. So if I have a beautiful family, if I have a beautiful childhood, doesn't matter. Most important is the eternal life that is waiting for us. It's time to change. And Jesus Christ gave us the example. Jesus Christ did everything for us. When he was on the cross, I remember how he suffered according the scriptures said to me. And he gave our salvation. John 3:16. What else? He set me free. He organized everything, and he is still over there on the right side of our Father, taking care about us. And Hebrew told me, when he died on the cross, we can be in the heaven most holy place, because Jesus Christ died for me, for you. This happened with the grace. When Jesus Christ died, not before on the law, this is a new gift. Even the Bible say, if somebody does sin, we have a lawyer who plead our case before our Father. He is faithful. Jesus Christ is on the right side and he is waiting to forgive you, because he said if you confess your sin, he is faithful to forgive your sin and start a new life with him. What we are doing, what we are thinking, how we can be close to Jesus Christ. It's time to change. I remember a case, a people in John 8:30, 31, and 32. You can check on your Bible and see a group of Jews. Are you like, if someone can help me, can read while I am talking, I'm in this way. Doc? Hallelujah. He set me free. Jesus set us free. But he said something over there. He said that this group believe in him. However, in verse 42, you can see that the same group, Jesus called these people that they are children of the devil. However, in verse 31, could you repeat again, Doc, what say? Yes, please.
So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word.
That group say, describe that they believe in him. But after, we can see there, Jesus called them, you are children of the devil, because they didn't know the language of Jesus Christ. He was talking, but they didn't understand. Why they believe, and after Jesus called them, you are a child of the devil? Because these people, before, you see in the chapter 5, chapter 6, Jesus was doing miracles. They were watching Jesus. And I remember a man that was a lame man, and he wanted to go to the Bethesda pool. He couldn't for a few years, but Jesus arrived over there and helped him. In another case, in the next chapter, we can see that Jesus fed more than 5,000 people. So I understood right away, these people believe because Jesus did miracles. But after, when they face the reality, when Jesus say, the next verse 32, please.
And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
Exactly. So, it's just no belief. Oh, I know Jesus died on the cross for me. I know the truth, but I don't want to be engaged with Jesus. I don't want to be a real Christian. I want just say, I am Christian, like I saw everyone say, I am Christian. But these people were called by Jesus, you are a child of the devil. Gonna be surprised. We can see many people here every day in every church on the world. But the surprise is most of the time Jesus directly talking to people that believe. It's not just belief. It's go farther. It's to be engaged and obey what Jesus say. Jesus talk about love. He showed me love. He say, love your father and love your brother as yourself. This is the problem. We don't understand and we don't practice. I want to tell you something. You can see people that go to the university. They study many books. A lot of books. If you go to the hospital, you can find doctors. They sacrifice his life, study after to practice with the body and know and put the knowledge in practice. But I'm going to tell you something today. The Christian life is even harder profession than any profession, because you have to show every day who is living in you. Jesus Christ is living in you, and you have to take care what you are doing, because the Holy Spirit is with you. You cannot change, and you can do something today and tomorrow change. You have to be perseverant. You have to be every day with Him. You have to pray every day. You have to look for God. You want to know the truth, you need to look for Him and wake up. His passion. He gave me passion because He loved me. How much you love Jesus. To be Christian is not easy. Nobody said that in the Bible. They explain me, I'm going to be under affliction, but I need to trust in God. The Bible say, no one can please God without faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6. I have the computer here close to me. Amen. If I don't remember, you can help me, my friend. Hallelujah. But the people think it's easy. When God wants to discipline somebody, oh no, oh no, I don't want to go there. I go far away. No. It's time to face the reality. Because we are children of God, He's going to discipline who He loves. You want to be in this path, or you want just still, like the rest of the people, worry about some stuff or some distraction from this world? Faith. And I'm going to tell you, God, in some way, He delight when somebody show faith. It's not just say, I believe Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I praise you. He is looking for people, for true worshiper. John 4:23, please, dog. Thank you. I'm going to tell you, He is looking for this kind of people. In some way, I remember Jacob. He was fighting with God to be blessed. And remember who was Jacob. He was a nation. He changed his name the next day. From one day to another day, he changed his name. No more Jacob. You are Israel. 12 tribes. Where you gonna fight you bless? When you are praying, when you become stronger in a relationship with God, our time, some people, I listen, I have been for everywhere, I help everyone. Oh, I am working for everywhere for God. Oh, and you pray? You have a secret place with God? Oh, no, because sometimes I am working every day, so I don't have time for Him. You want to know something? Jesus Christ did miracles all day. Jesus Christ was working every single day. And He was in his presence. Always. He spent time with God because he don't want to talk about himself. He was giving example to us. And in this way, he knew, I won't talk about what I want to talk. Everything that I am talking is about my Father. Because my Father is in me. And he was sure because he was in him. He never talked in one way. Always back and forth, a relationship stronger, stronger every day. And you can realize what God wants from you, which one is your goal, because every one of you have a different gift. But if you don't go and you don't pray and you don't know him, you are lost. And before you talk about this, Doc, I'm going to tell you that the word say, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We have to read the Bible. We have to read the scriptures. It's very hard for me to remember in English, but I say, I love you, God. Help me. I was in trouble. And the pastor came to me and say, okay, Luis, what you want to do? You want to grab the mic and you want to go around? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's you talking by him. It's not me. It's for me. I'm going to be there. Scared. I don't know, something else over there by myself. But I left him to talk. I don't want to come here to talk about myself. I want to come here to encourage you today. Be closer to God. It's time to change.
But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we understand that we come to this life to be used, to be an instrument of God, God starts to work in your life. Paul understood this situation. And he said, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He understood the dog, Stan, Margarita, Paul, Chris, we have to die to let him to work in our life. Anyone can be changed by Jesus. If you understand what I say, I'm going to tell you that Jesus Christ, in Mark 1:35, the scripture said to me, the scripture said to me that before break day, the next morning, Jesus go up Before break day, the next morning, Jesus go up, went out at the isolated place to pray. Hallelujah. And this encouraged me. Jesus even have anything to pray, and we have seen to pray, and we cannot understand that we have more causes to go in front of the presence of God. And I understood this, and I feel shame. I say, what I am doing? I want to know Jesus. I want to know my Father through His Holy Spirit. I am not looking for Him. How I can understand Him if I am not talking with Him and I don't let Him to talk to my life? Jesus Christ, our example in everything. He came from His kingdom. Open the heaven. The holy place is open for us. He died for us. And sometimes we can be distracted. But some people say, I believe. I believe what say my heart. And the Bible teach me, don't let your heart be deceived. Sometimes when we believe in our heart, it's no good. When we are in the presence of God, I am confident because He is with me. When you are in the presence of God, you're going to be confident, and you are confident. It's not just, I love you, brother. And people are suffering around. And you have something that you can help them. But you don't want to see that. You want to run away from there, from this problem. You're still with the same life. You're still doing the same life than before. When you know Jesus, you say, I believe in you. You die for me. And this means I'm going to pay attention about His teaching because I want to be your disciple. It's time to change. It's time, it's no more game. It's no more play with Jesus. It's time to take everything that Jesus say and put in practice in our life. Oh God, I want to change, but I cannot change. I am Christian for 10 years and I still sin every day. Yes, Jesus say that He is faithful to forgive our sin, but it's not in the way that you are thinking. It's not because you can be a sinner and you recognize and you conscience, you think I can sin and Jesus is there and He can forgive me. It's not in this way. If you already knew Jesus, you are engaged with Him, you want to show faith and be pleased with God, it's time to say, Jesus, I am here. I am surrender. Some people come to me, go, we can go and drink today, and tomorrow we can be happy, and we can do this and another. No, it's not anymore. Jesus changed my life. I am a different person. It's painful. Sometimes because your friends, all your friends, they were friends because you were drinking with them, you were doing some stuff with them, they gonna be far away from you. No anymore your friend. You're gonna pray for them, but you cannot share with them anymore because Jesus Christ is your new best friend.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy. Thank you, God. Jesus Christ is my hero. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, salvation set me free. Hallelujah. I have a lawyer. Hallelujah. The devil, what happened with him when he died on the cross? The Bible let me know that he doesn't have more power to accuse me over there. Oh, that is powerful. He said, I was looking in Zechariah chapter 3. He said, then the angel showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. The accuser, Satan, was there at the angel's right hand, making accusation against Joshua. And the Lord said to Satan, I, the Lord, reject your accusation, Satan. Yes, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from the fire. A stick that has been snatched from the fire. That means no more power. That means change everything, because we have a lawyer. Is you all life, is you all man, is you all dress, you decide to change this dress and put the new dress in Jesus Christ, you have victory. Nobody over there can accuse us, because we are a children of God. Hallelujah. You can see Galatians chapter 3:13. No, sorry. Just a second, please. But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. So, that means when Jesus died over there, he did something for us that nobody can do it. Even this lady say the life of his friend in Argentina. He remember this. Remember this example. Remember me, Jesus, and made me look for this word, because when I saw this, I remember Jesus saved my life. But I understood in a deeper way what Jesus did for me. This lady saved his life in Argentina. He's very grateful. He wanna talk to everyone. Jesus Christ saved my life. And not this life that is very short in as is described as a morning fog. He saved my life, my eternal life. And we are playing with this life. Jesus Christ say in Luke 18, I think 8, said, when the Son of Man return, will he find somebody on the earth that have faith. It's a worry, huh? Because he knows what is happening in the last days. Too much distraction. The devil is working very hard because he don't have any more room over there. So he is here, around, looking like a lion to devour someone. Because he don't have more room over there. He was working on both sides. Right now he is here around and he know the evil is growing. If something is growing against us, we have to be stronger to fight with them. And how you can get this strength? Just in a secret place. Because Jesus Christ is in charge. Hallelujah. How many are happy today? I am happy. Because Jesus Christ saved my life. Saved your life. We want to change. But we don't be over there in this relationship. I don't know how is my wife if I don't live with her for a long time. Yes, Stan, you don't know Crystal. Crystal, you don't know Stan if you are not together. Jesus Christ is the head. We are the body. And we need His guide, we need His orientation, we need everything in this earth. The devil is around. And you see, and you're going to find pressure from the world, temptation from the world. But I remember when Jesus Christ was facing the death in the Gethsemane. Oh, what situation was there? And what he did? He prayed less. And he was under pressure because he was as a man. He is scared what he going to happen is going to happen because he knew everything and that the prophets say before, but he faced the situation praying. I didn't see that the Bible say before Jesus died, he was doing miracle and miracle. No, he was praying, looking for God's will to understand everything and giving example for us that in even situation, any problem, if we are happy, we are looking for God. If we are sad, we are looking for God. No circumstance can lead my life. Just the Holy Spirit can lead my life. And Jesus Christ was worried even for the disciples. You didn't pray even 1 hour. This made you free from temptation. Go and pray. He said, he don't say that over there, but I understood that he wants to say that to them. He said, you can be free of temptation when you are praying to God. But he recognized something that is very good to know because he said, our body is weak, our spirit is willing. So, I understand sometimes I am sleeping. I want to wake up. Oh no, I'm so tired. I'm pretty sure the best time to pray is at night because everyone, the house is quiet. I don't know for the people that have children, for me work, but it's the best. And when you are too tired, wake up before break day. Jesus told me, I go at night and I go and pray, and I know when I go out of my house, who is coming? The Holy Spirit. Why, Luis, I see your face and you have something. I say, yes, it's the grace of Jesus Christ. Because I love Him. You have the chance, you have the opportunity to look for your Father, to know Him, to be closer and be confident in everything that you start. Because when we hesitate, He don't like it. I tell you, He don't like when you go and pray and you are anxious for something. Because this is against faith. Philippians. Amen. Hallelujah. We are close to God and we start to follow His steps. Jesus Christ died for me. And I would like to read Colossians 2:14, please. Colossians.
Consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
Hallelujah. We came from the law. And Jesus died, and we start a new life, walking in freedom, and we have grace. All decrees that was against us was on the cross, on the nail. And we don't have more worries. Because if Jesus Christ is with us, if you are looking for Jesus Christ, and you lead Him through His Holy Spirit, lead your life, be sure that you won't be the same person that before. Because it's not anymore you, it's Jesus Christ in your life. So I encourage you today, go and be strong with this relationship, a new relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And God bless you everyone and have a Merry Christmas. I love you.
Father, we just want to thank you for this time that we could listen to your word and stay with you, Father, and I want to ask that this song will be a pleasant offering to you, and may you be glorified and honored and praised. And we just want to give our lives in as living sacrifice, our bodies as living sacrifice, because that's the true worship. It's not just singing a song, it's just worshiping you with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all we are. Thank you, God.
The clouds of fire, the horror shakes. I see His love and mercy washing over all our sins. The people sing. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation rising up to take the place with selfless faith. On our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna,
Hosanna.
We are going to spend a little time with, there's a little bit of food afterwards, and just spending some time greeting each other and encouraging each other. Thank you, Luis, for the Word of God, and just a reminder that we need to be passionate for Christ. We need to be in the Word. We need to know the truth. We need to be people of prayer. Now just receive His blessing, and then stay around for, they're going to have one more special Spanish song is going to come, I think. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His amazing peace. God bless you. And as we go into a new year, we follow the King. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Are you ready, Ken? Hold on, hold on. When I say, eh, you say, hey.